Today's show, the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Pei Dalet. We begin in the middle of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph by the two dots, about five, six lines up from the bottom of the Amud. And we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Yechola Lehanos Beleket Shechapeh. We said that if a woman asks herself from getting Hanoa from the Brios, so we said, assuming that that included even her husband, or if it didn't include her husband wasn't able to support her, so then we had said that she still, the husband couldn't be made for that neder because of inu nefesh, because she still could get hanoah from leket, shechicha, and peya, these various matnos aniyim that the woman would be able to survive on, and therefore it's not inu nefesh. So the Gemara asks the question, our Mishnah included only these three matnos aniyim, leket, shechicha, and peya, but it didn't include maiser oni. Maiser oni, of course, is the maiser that is taken off in the third and sixth year and is given to the aniyim instead of maiser sheni that year. Maiser sheni is taken off the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, and maiser oni is taken off in the third and sixth year. Of course, in the Shemitah year, there is no trumos and maisros. So this is also a matnos oni. So how come our Mishnah didn't list leket, shechicha, and peya? So the Gemara says that the loketani b'maiser oni, our Mishnah did not include maiser oni as a way that she could survive. V'hotanya b'braisa, it says in the braisa. Now this is very unusual lashon, as we mentioned many, many times. The lashonos of Nedarim are unusual because normally we just say v'hotanya, which means in a braisa. Here it says v'hotanya b'braisa. So we learned in the following braisa where it said that the woman in this situation would be allowed to benefit from leket, shechicha, peya. Ooh, the Maiser Ani. So the Braisa clearly says that she could benefit from Maiser Ani. So we have a question, why didn't our Mishnah mention Maiser Ani, whereas the Braisa does? So Amar Rav Yosef says, not a problem, Lokasha. The reason why is because there are two different authors, Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbanan. This is a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, as we have in a Mishnah in Demai. It's not. It tells us in the Mishnah in Demai. Now, I'll give a little background to this, and you can see this in the Likutei Rashi, which actually quotes from Rashi in Makos, where this is brought down. Now, look in the Rashi, Ein Odom Tzorech Likros Shem Al Maiser Ani. This is a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim as to whether a person has to declare Maiser Ani on Demai. Demai is something that's known as Do Mai. There was a period of time, as we see in the Rashi now, the Yochanan Kohen Gadol Sholach B'chol Gvul Yisrael. Yochanan the Kohen Gadol sent around in all of Klai Yisrael to see whether people were taking off properly Trumas and Maisos. And he saw as Amei Oretz that there were a small minority of the Amoratzim, the people that weren't careful with taking off Trumas and Maisos, that were Chashudin Al HaMaisos. They didn't take off Trumas and Maisos properly. The one exception that they did take off was Chutz Min Truma Gadol, because they thought that that was the only time that you could get Misa for eating Tevel if it didn't have taken off Truma Gadol. So they would take off the 2% or the slightly smaller or larger amount of Truma Gadol, technically. Chita achas poteris sakri, even a single kernel that you take off exempts you from having to take off truma gedola, but the normal way was a person would take off a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. So let's assume 2% if it was an average person. So they would take off 2 out of 100 and give that to the Kohen, and that's called truma gedola. And that, even the amayarads that were chashudin on the rest of trumas and maisos would in fact go and take. Now, Yehochanan and Kohen Gadol said, Amal Hen Yisrael, he says, Bonai, Kishem shetruma b'misa, just like if you don't take off truma, the truma gedola, and you eat the food, that's misa b'dei shemayim, that is a heavy-duty sin, kach hatevel, even if you took off truma gedola, but it's still tevel, you have to take off maiser rishon, and then from the maiser rishon, you have to take off trumas maiser, and then you have either maiser rishon and maiser sheni, or maiser rishon and maiser ani that you have to take off. So if you don't take off the other trumas and maisros, not just truma gedola, so then it's still called tevel. And just like if you didn't take off truma gedola, it is called tevel, and yechayiv misa bidei shemayim. So too, if you don't take off these other trumas and maisros, yechayiv misa by eating it, because it's still considered tevel. And therefore, since he saw that people weren't doing this, again, only a small percentage of the Amoratzim, but he saw enough that it concerned him, so on my vetikein, so Yochanan Kohen Gadol made the following takana, halokeach mi'am oritz, when you go and purchase produce from an Amo oritz, we have to be concerned that maybe the Amoritz didn't take off Trumas and Maisos, even though the majority did. So yafrish al-safek, you take off, again, Trumas and Maisos, Kol ha-maisus, you have to go and repeat everything. Uma'akvan li'asvu. However, you don't have to give them to the levy. Let's say you took off ma'isa rishon, you can keep it yourself, and you don't have to give it to the levy, because ha-mosi b'chaver, all right, you have to be ma'afreshit, but now you tell the levy, prove to me that this amarez didn't take off the ma'isa rishon, and I'll give it to you. Otherwise, I'm allowed to keep it. V'ocha ma'isa rishon, and ma'isa rishon doesn't have any kedusha to it, in the sense that a Yisrael cannot eat it. A Yisrael can eat ma'isa rishon, shari mutal uzorim, and therefore he bafrish the ma'isa rishon, but he keeps it to himself. What about ma'isa sheni? Ma'isa sheni, no problem. He keeps it for himself as well. And ocha b'yushalayim, no harm done. So by taking off or mandating that you take off ma'isa rishon or ma'isa sheni from demai, from the produce from an ama aretz, no harm is done. The imshnas ma'isa onihi, if this is the third or the sixth year, so then we have this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim that will answer up why our Mishnah did not list Ma'aser Ani, and the Braisa did list Ma'aser Ani as one of the ways that you can give this woman who said, I'm Kone Min Habrios, while she could support herself from Ma'aser Ani, according to the Braisa. And here's the Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'Chachamim. Now, what's the Machlokas? The Kama Rabbi Eliezer, says, not only, the Lo Miboya, if Rushim Yisofik, the Lo Tzorach, not only does Rabbi Eliezer hold, he is of the opinion that the rabbis, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Chachamim, never were gozer that you had to take off Ma'aser Ani. There were gozer from Demai that you had to take off Ma'aser Rishon. There were gozer then that the Levi or you had to take off Trumas Ma'aser from that. There were gozer that you had to take off Ma'aser Sheni, but they never were gozer on Ma'aser Ani in the third and sixth years. And not only were they not gozer on it at all, El Afilu Likros Olavas Hashem, they didn't even make you declare it, be mafresh it, and then keep it for yourself. So they didn't even say that you have to separate and say, oh, the one tenth that goes to the Ma'aser Ani should be on the northern side or on the southern side. Nami lo tzarf. They didn't even require that. So Relez is of the opinion that the rabbis never required you to go take off Ma'aser Ani. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So in this situation where Duma, we're not sure, did the Samar, did he or did he not take off Ma'aser Rishon? Did he take off the Ma'aser that he's supposed to do? So for Ma'aser Rishon and for Ma'aser Sheni, you're a Ma'afreshit, but you can keep it for yourself for the Ma'aser Rishon and bring up the Ma'aser Sheni, will be potent and eat it in Yerushalayim. But Ma'aser Ani, you don't even have to separate. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We turn to Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Chachamim disagree. Chachamim Omrim, no. Korei Shem, you have to be Korei Shem. You say the 10% here that's Ma'aser Ani is on the northern side or on the southern side. Vein Tzorach La'Afresh, but you don't actually have to go and separate it. But it's enough to go and call it the name of Ma'aser Ani, and then you keep it for yourself. My love. Now, what's the source of the Machlokas over here between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Isn't it as follows? Leman Diomer Sveiko Tovel, according to the Chachamim, you have to be Korei Shem. So there is a concept over here. If you're not Korei Shem, then there would be a consideration, even by Suffolk and certainly by Vadai produce, that it didn't have taken off Ma'aser Ani. So it would be still Tevel, and therefore it would be forbidden to eat it until you were Korei Shem for the Ma'aser Ani. So Leman Diomer Sveiko Tovel, that's the opinion of the Chachamim. So that's why you have to be Korei Shem even on Demai. So they hold Kisavar Is Le Tovas Hanoah, that the owner of this Ma'aser Ani, in a case of Vadai, has the right to give it to whoever he wants. So it's his Ma'aser Ani that he can go give to the Ani of his choice. That's called Tovas Hanoah, that you're allowed to go and give it to whoever you want. I'm giving it to Ani A, I'm giving it to Ani B, I'm giving it to Ani C, whoever I want to give it to. That right that you have to go and give it to one versus the other is called Tovas Hanoah. Technically, somebody could buy that right for you. Let's say a person has a relative that's very, very poor. And he says, listen, I would appreciate if you give the Ma'aser Ani to my relative. Here's $100. Go give him that $1,000 worth of produce. And this way, you're going to get at least $100, and you give him the $1,000 worth of produce. That is allowed. That's called Tovas Hanoah. He has the right to give it to whoever he wants, and he can even be paid a small amount of money for that right. So the Chachamim hold that it's still called Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it until you take off the Ma'aser Ani, and therefore you have this right of Tovas Hanoah. The Kivan de Islay Tovas Hanoah, since the owner has this Tovas Hanoah right in it, it belongs to him. And therefore, Lo Mahanya, the woman in our case, who says Kone Min Habrios, isn't allowed to get benefit from him, because if she says, I ask myself to get benefit from the world, And this guy has Tova Sanoa rights in this, and therefore if he gives it to her, if she takes his Maiser Ani, she's benefiting from him, this Tova Sanoa, that he gave it to her and not to someone else. Therefore, our Mishnah did not mention, besides Leket Shichcha and Peya, Maiser Ani, because Maiser Ani would be an Issa for her to take, because she's benefiting from him, the Tova Sanoa, that he gave it to her and not to someone else. That's why our Mishnah didn't list Maiser Ani. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ulman di Yomar Eino Korei Shem, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that on Dumai you don't have to be Korei Shem, that's because he doesn't consider it Tevel. Kisavar Sveiko Eino Tovel. Even if you didn't take off Maiser Ani, certainly in a Suffolk situation, but even in a Vade situation, he doesn't consider that Tevel. And therefore, if it's not Tevel, there is no Tovas Hanah. Therefore, Vakosha Sveiko Eino Tovel, Lesle Tovas Hanah. The owner has to take off Maiser Ani, but since it's not Tovel without it, he doesn't get any benefit, so to say, of Tovas Hanah by giving it to one Ani versus another Ani. The Aniyim are allowed to go and take it. It's as if it's Hefker, like Leket, Shichcha, and Peya. It's not considered I'm giving the Ani my Leket, my Shichcha, my Peya. The Ani has the right to be Zolchit from Hefker. So too, when a person is mafrish meiser ani, technically the ani can go and take it. It is hefker, and therefore there's no tovas hanah when the person is mafrish his meiser ani. It doesn't go to one ani versus the other on his behalf. The anim are allowed to go and take it, and therefore if there's no tovas hanah, then vishori lelis hanuye. That's why the woman in the brisa is allowed to benefit not only from lechet shichcha and peya, but also from Maiser Ani. And that explains, according to Rav Yosef, the machlokas between our Mishnah not listing Maiser Ani and the Braisa listing Maiser Ani. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Elezer in the Braisa and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Now the Ran adds over here in Dibra Maskel Kisavar, after he explains what I just said outside, he explains inside. So he then adds, Kach Pirshu Rabosei, this is the Perish of my Rabbeim, right in the middle of this long run, and he says, "V'lo pirshu pluksa de tovel v'eino tovel b'maitalia." However, he doesn't explain why the chachamim say that it is kasavar isle tovas hanah, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says kasavar lesle tovas hanah. What's the source of the machlokus between the two? And he says, "V'risi misha nidchak b'perish zeh harbe." I saw some very difficult explanations of this, and here's my own instead. U'be'enai nira. It appears to me the following. Deman de svirale eino tovel, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not tovel. If you don't take off Maiser Ani, nevertheless, that crop is not considered tevel. And if you eat it, you're not chayv misa b'dei shemayim. What's the reasoning? Hainu taima. Mishum de svirale, Rabbi Eliezer holds, I efshor shiyehei hakri atzmo chomur mipnei Maiser Ani hamurbo. Yoser mi Maiser Ani Atzmo. He says, what happens if a person eats Maiser Ani? So you're over Gineva at most. You're not over eating something that would be Chayiv, Misa B'dei Shemayim. So if you're not over Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating 100% Maiser Ani, how could you be over Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating a mixture of Chulin and Maiser Ani? Doesn't make any sense. The Bishlomo by Truma, Rabbi Eliezer holds certainly by Truma, but then who should they Tovelis? I can understand if you didn't take off Truma that the item is Tevel, and if you ate the Truma, you'd be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So certainly, if you eat the Truma mixed in with other things, you still would be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Kivan, she Atzma Asura, the Truma itself is Asura, so Royhu Shetesor Taruvasa. It makes sense that it should be able to make the Tarovis, the mixture of Truma and Chulin, to be Asur. You must, by definition, remove it. You have to take it off from the kri, from the pile. So, eino misbatelishom. It can't be batel over there. Umishumachi oseris. And that's why the mixture is also aser as tevel. However, apo maisa ani, shu atzma mutu lezarm. Maisa ani is allowed to be eaten by non-kohanim, non-levim. Hechiyei taruvasu chamrim menu. So, if 100% pure Maiser Ani is permitted to be eaten, how could a mixture of Maiser Ani and Chulin be considered something that is going to be considered Tevel and you be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for it? So this is Hainu Taima to Rabbi Eliezer, Deman Desirulei Eino Tovel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. No, What about the Chachamim? Why do they say that in this situation, Sveiko is Tovel? If you didn't take off Maisoni, for certain, it's Tevel. And even if you didn't take it off Misafik, it's still considered Tevel. What's their reasoning? Uman desirule Tovel. So Nebik le Tovel midrasha. It's based on the following drasha from the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Pevav. It's Kedetanya, as we learned over there in the Gemara in Yevamos, Yocho lo yechayev el al Tevel shalohura mimenu kol ikar. I might have thought that the only time you chayev for Tevel is if you didn't take off anything. So then, horim menu truma gedola, v'lo horim menu ma'isirisha v'lo ma'isasheni v'afilu ma'isani minayin. How do we know, however, that if you didn't take off ma'isirisha, or if you do have ma'isirisha, but didn't take off ma'isasheni, or if you didn't take off ma'isani even, that it's still considered tevel? That's based upon the following drasha, Talmud Lomar, lo suchal lechol bishorecha. The pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to go and eat this bishorecha. And it says further that you'll eat it in your sha'arim and you'll be satisfied with it. So, ma sha'arecha omer lahalun ma'aser ani, since that includes ma'aser ani as well, afkan ma'aser ani here too. The omer rachmana lo suchal. The bottom line is through this drasha, that means it's still considered tevel, even though you didn't take off something that normally in and of itself would be chayv misa, misa b'dei shemayim, but if it's tevel, even though that item by itself, 100% by itself, isn't going to be mechayev you, when it's a mixture, it's still called tevel, and you'll be chayev miso bidei shomayim. So this is the Ran's beautiful explanation of what the sources of the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. However, the Gemara doesn't like this. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, no, I disagree. In fact, the Kuli Alma Sveiko Tovel. In fact, not only do the Chachamim hold that Sveiko is Tovel, but even Rebbe Eliezer holds that Sveiko is Tovel. As the Ran says in the Ramas Omle Abaye, he says, Abaye also lemidche piruke the Rav Yosef. Abaye comes to push aside this beautiful explanation of Rav Yosef to explain why the Mishnah doesn't include Maiserani, whereas the Braisa does. And he says, lemeimar da'kasi koshu masnisit u'braisa. There still is a problem in understanding the Mishnah and the Braisa, why the Mishnah doesn't include Maiser Ani, and why the Braisa does. The Kuli Amar, Sveiko Tovel. And in fact, both the Chachamim and even Rebbe Eliezer hold that Sveiko is Tovel. As we continue in the Gemara, Amar Abaye, the Kuli Amar, Sveiko Tovel. In fact, everybody holds, including Rebbe Eliezer, that a Sofek, did you or did you not take off Maiser Ani? And certainly in a Vade situation, the produce is still called Tevel. No, then what are they arguing about? We certainly do have a machlokes in Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. So if it doesn't answer our Mishnah versus the Braisa, but what is the machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says that according to Abaye, Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanan b'ho'a k'mifligi. This is what they're arguing about. The Rebbe Eliezer savar lo nechshedu amei ha'aretz al ma'aser ani. He says, in fact, that the rabbis, Rebbe Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and the Chachamim never set up the obligation to take off from Demai Maiser Ani because the Aniyim were not suspected to not take off Maiser Ani. Just like for a fact, he said, I see even those Amoratsim that didn't take off Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, they definitely took off Truma Gedola. So too, they definitely took off Maiser Ani. Why? Kiven de'ilu mifkar nichse v'hevi Ani. V'shokalehu, let's lay pseida. Since technically, they're not afraid of losing anything by taking off Maaser Ani. Because guess what? They can be mafrish Maaser Ani, but then they can go and say, listen, I'm being mafkir all of my nechosim, and now I'm an Ani. And therefore, as an Ani, I'm allowed to take this Maaser Ani. So through this trick, where they could be mafrish their Maaser Ani, then be mafkir their nechosim, they become an Ani, and then they can take the Maaser Ani, so they should say, listen, I have no harm done. Am I taking off the Maaser Ani? I might as well do it. I'm not losing anything. So therefore, the Aniyim were never suspected of not taking off Maaser Ani. That's the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. And therefore, Rebbe Eliezer holds that we have no concern about Demai, and therefore, the institution of requiring a person to take off Maaser Ani from Demai never was instituted by the rabbis, because there's no pseida involved, so mistama, they took it off. Whereas the Rabbanan disagreed. The Rabbanan savri, no. Nirse lo mifkar inish. A person's going to be a little bit scared to be mafkir his nechasim to now allow him to be considered an ani and take the maaser ani. You know why? Because the mir says he's going to have a fear. Dilma, maybe, He's going to say, I mafker all my nechasim, and now I'm a poor person, and I'm taking this maiserani. Meanwhile, somebody hears that and quickly grabs something of his and says, well, it was hafker. You made it hafker. So a person is afraid about that, and therefore, hilkach nechshidu. According to the chachamim, the people, the amaratzim, were suspected of not taking off maiserani. Therefore, that's why, according to the chachamim, you have to be korei shame. So that's the machlokus between Eliezer and the Chacham. It has nothing to do with our Mishnah not listing Maiser Ani and the Braisa listing Maiser Ani, because both of them hold that Sveiko Tovel. They each agree. They just disagree as to whether the Aniim actually were mafresh or not. Rabbi Eliezer says there is no concern. They definitely were mafresh because they just made their properties hefker, and then they were zochet to themselves because they now aniyim. Whereas the Chacham say, no, they're concerned about doing that because they're afraid somebody else may come to be zochet in their now hefker properties, and therefore they didn't take off Maiser Ani. But it has nothing to do with answering the seeming stira between our Mishnah not listing Maiser Ani and the Braisa listing it. So we have to still give a teretz for that. We've schlugged up, Avayi schlugged up Rav Yossi's teretz, and therefore we have the following teretz. Rava Omer, Rava tells us, in our Mishnah, Kan b'maiser ani hamischalik b'soch habayis, it's dealing with maiser ani that is taken off when the produce is already in the person's house. And it says in regards to that, d'chsiva bei nesina. Here we use a lashon of nesina, which implies that there is tovas hana. The nosata la levi la ger v'gomer, the whole pasuk is kisachala, so we use the lashon of nesina, of giving a present. In other words, the person who owns its produce is giving it to the aniyim, and therefore the aniyim are benefiting from that person. So therefore, mishum hachi asur le lihis hanuhe. Therefore, the woman is getting hanah from the brios in this situation, and that is talking about when it's already in the house. And mischalik b'soch habayis, that's when we say v'nosata lelevi is a present from the owner to the lady and to the aniyim. And therefore, in our Mishnah, the woman can only get benefit from leket shilcha and peah, where it isn't considered a present. It's something that she can just take on her own. Whereas once it's in the house and she gets maaser ani, that's considered a present for the person, and she's also to get hanoah from the brios. That's our Mishnah. Whereas in the Braisa, kan b'maaser ani hamischalik b'soch hagranos, that's maaser ani in the threshing houses, in the granaries. And therefore, in those areas, kivan d'chsiv bei v'hinachta b'sharecha, it uses a different lashon. You shall leave it there for them. It's not a lashon of nesina. So shari lei lihis hanue. So therefore, in that situation, she is allowed to go and take it because he's not technically giving it to her. She is taking it. And therefore, she's not getting hanoah from the brios, and that is the explanation, Rava says, why our Mishnah doesn't include Maiser Ani, because it's talking about Maiser Ani hamischalik b'soch habayis, and therefore she can't get benefit from him, whereas the Braisa, which says she can benefit from Maiser Ani, is talking about Maiser Ani that's b'soch hagranos, and therefore she's not getting benefit from him, and is allowed to go and take it. A beautiful, simple teretz, and we go on and quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kohanim uleviim nenin li yitlu chule. If a woman says that Kohanim and Leviim aren't allowed to get any hanah from me, the trumas of maaser that I take off should be konim to all of the Kohanim and Leviim in the entire world. So then, even though they technically are benefiting from her, that's not called the benefit, because it has to go to some Kohen or Levi. She can't aser it to all the Kohanim and Leviim in the world, and therefore they can go and take the trumas and maaser that they're entitled to, Bal Korcha, and there is no problem of them violating this neder that she said, that they're not allowed to get hanah from her trumas and maisers, that she was mafrisha. So therefore, the Mishnah said the Kohanim and Levim are allowed to go and take it. What do you see from here? The Gemara says, Alma tovas hanah eina mamon. We see from the fact that it is her trumas and maisers, nevertheless, and she asked all the Kohanim and Levim in the world, so when one of them goes and takes it, one Kohen takes it, or another Kohen takes it, one Levi takes it, another Levi takes it, they're not considered as if they got Tovas Hanah from her. That's not considered something significant, even though she would have the right normally to give her Truma Maisa to whichever Kohen she wants, whichever Levi she wants. Nevertheless, it's not considered, according to the ratio of our Mishnah and the discussion of Kohanim and Levim, that is not considered Tovas Hanah. Tovas Hanoa Eino Mamon. It's not considered something significant that it's now called that the Kohen or Levi is benefiting from her. But then, keep on reading in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Eimu Seifa. If you look at the next part of the Mishnah, where it said, Kohanim Elu, Ulevim Elu, Nenim Li, if the woman were to say, I ask a specific Kohen, or a specific Levi, or these Kohanim, or these Levim, but not all the others, only these specific ones to get Hanoa from me. So then, those specific Kohanim that were also to get Hanoa from her, those Levim that were also to get Hanoa from her, aren't allowed to go take it, and Yitlu Acherim, and some other Kohen or Levi, has to go and take it. Now, why can't these Kohanim and Levim take it? It mustn't it be that there's Tovas Hanoa involved over here, and they're not allowed to get benefit from her. So what do you see from here? That these Kohanim and Levim, who she answered, Abu Lahani Lo, they're not allowed to go and take it. Why? Alma Tovas Hanoa Mamon. We do see that the Tovas Hanoa is considered something significant, that they are now benefiting from her. So we have a stira. The Reisha of the Sefer of the Mishnah says that the Kohanim and Levim, when the entire world of Kohanim and Levim are Aser, it's not considered Tovas Hanoa. But if only specific Kohanim and Levim are Aser, so then it is considered Tovas Hanoa. So there seems to be a stira between the Reisha of the Sefer and the Sefer of the Sefer of our Mishnah. So, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya says, not a problem, lo kasha. Why not? Because, again, these are two different opinions. HaRebi, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. These two parts of the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Sefer and the Sefer of the Sefer, are two different opinions. One is Rebbe, one is Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. And what is exactly this machlok is the Tanya. Because we learned this in the following Brisa. HaGonev Tivlo Shel Chaveiro V'Yacholo. If a person goes and steals his friend's tevel, that's tevel that has ma'uriv within it, both things that will eventually be chulin and things that are now usr. So, if you go and steal the tevel of your friend, mishalim lo dumei tivlo, you want to do tshuva, you have to go pay him the value of the tevel. Divri Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. What does he mean, the value of the tevel? So the bottom round on the daf, mishum mishalim lo dumei tivlo, dumei chulin shabo, you have to pay him 100% of the value of the chulin that's mixed in. Let's say I have a mixture over here, it's 100 bushels, 90 of them will eventually be chulin, and 10 of them will be maaser rishon. So in this situation, dumei chulin shabo, you have to pay the full amount, udmei trumos u'maisos, and that 10% that is maaser rishon, and it has within it the Trumas Meiser, so that you have to pay only Lefi Tovas Hanoa Shiyesh Lo Behen. That you only have to pay him since he can't eat that Meiser Rishon. He has to give it to a Levi. So that 10%, he has only Tovas Hanoa rights in it. So he'll give it to Levi number one rather than Levi number two. That's worth $10. So it's not worth $100, but it's worth $10. Even though the Levi, when he gets it, it's worth $100. So you have to pay him for the 90% of that that's chulin at its face value, but the other 10% that's maaser rishon, you only have to pay at the tovas hanoa value. That's the opinion of Rebbe. And Rebbe is going to be the sefer of the sefer. As the previous Ron says, the sefer Rebbe, the svirulei, the tovas hanoa momon. Clearly, Rebbe is of the opinion that this right to give the Maaser Rishon that's mixed in over here into what is now still Tevel, that right is the owner of the produce is to give to whichever Levi he wishes to give to. So Rebbe clearly holds that Tovas Hanoa is a real right. Whereas Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda Omer, no. Eino Mishalim Elo Dumei Chulin Shabo. When a person steals his friend's Tevel, so he only has to pay him the 90% that was Chulin, the 10% that was going to become Maaser Rishon, he actually doesn't have to pay him for. Why? Because my lab b'hokum iflagi. Isn't this what they're arguing about? And we turn to Pei Hei Omud Aleph. The Rebbe Sovar Tovas Hanoa Mamon. As we just pointed out, Rebbe says that you have to pay the Tovas Hanoa value of that 10% that was Maaser Rishon. Therefore, Rebbe holds that that is considered something that really belongs to the person, and therefore the Sefer of the Sefer, where the case was where only certain Kohanim and Levim are also to get Hanoah, but other Kohanim and Levim are allowed to get Hanoah, so when you give it to those other Kohanim, that's your choice to give it to which one of those other Kohanim, which one of those other Levim. And therefore, if the Kohen or the Levi who was also to Hanoah gets it, they're getting that Tovas Hanoah, and therefore they're not allowed to get Hanoah from the woman, and therefore they can't get it. The Rebbe Savar Tovas Hanoah Mamon. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar, he's the Reisha of the Sefer, which was the case where all the Kohanim and Levim are usher, so they can just go and take it. He holds, Sovar Tova said, no, ain't a mum. He says, no, that, as we pointed out, if you steal your friend's tevel and you eat it, you only have to pay for the 90% of it that was eventually going to be chulin. The 10% that was going to be given to the levy, that's not his, so you don't have to go and pay him for that. Therefore, there is no payment of Tovas Hana, according to Yosef Yehuda, and that's why the Reisha, there is no concern of Tovas Hana. So the way that we want to answer up, according to Rav Hoshaya, the seeming stira between the Reisha of the Sefer, that the Kohanim were allowed to go and take it, whereas the Sefer says that those Kohanim and Levim that were specified to be usher to get Hana aren't allowed to go take it, is based upon this machlokus between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether, in the case where you steal and eat your friend's tevel, how much you have to pay. Do you pay just the value of the chulin that would eventually be left? That's the opinion of Yosef Yehuda, and therefore there is no Tovas Hanah, or the hold like Rebbe, that you also have to pay for the Tovas Hanah, and therefore that explains, if he holds his Tovas Hanah, why the Kohanim and Levim wouldn't be able to get it in the Sefer, and certainly in the Reisha. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Hoshaya's Teretz is not a good Teretz, low. In fact, the Kuli Amma, Tovas Hanah ain't a Mamon. In fact, one could make the argument that Tovas Hanah is not considered Mamon, even according to the opinion of Rebbe. So then what are they arguing about? Elohacha, the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is as follows. B'matnos shalohurmu kumifligi. They're arguing about what is the status of a matana that's mixed into something but hasn't yet been taken off. We can see this in the Ran and Dibra Masel, B'matnos shalohurmu kumifligi. The Rebbe, Sova, Rebbe is of opinion. Kivin shalohurmu, trumus v'maisos, hevelhu kechulin shabo. Since the trumus v'maisos have not yet been taken off, so they're all tevel, they're all mixed in all together, and we view these trumas and maestros, which will eventually be trumas and maestros, but right now they're tevel, kechul and shabo, the lav can be shahur mudamio. We don't consider them taken off yet, and they're considered like regular chulin. And according to this, the Mefarshim explained, you wouldn't be paying the Tovas Hanah on it. According to Rebbe, you'd be paying 100% of the value. So when you eat somebody else's tevel, you pay 100% of the face value of all that you ate. Not that 90% of it you pay face value and 10% of it you pay Tovas Hanah. No, the entire thing is considered chulin, even though it's tevel, but it's considered chulin in terms of how much you have to pay, because the Trumas and Maisos have not yet been taken off from it, so the whole thing is considered chulin. You pay 100% the face value. That's Rebbe's opinion. We view it, even though it hasn't yet been taken off, as if it's been taken off, the Ein Lo Behem Klum. And therefore, you have zero rights, because everybody holds it. There is no Tovas Hanah over here. It's not considered Mamon. And therefore, you only pay the 90% that is eventually going to be Chulin, even though you wait 100% of the entire Tevel. Therefore, Rosh Yehuda holds that that's why you have to pay only for the Demei Chulin, what will eventually be Chulin from it, and you don't have to pay for the other 10%. And that's the Machlokas, Rebbe and Rosh Yehuda. But they all hold that Tovas Hanah ain't a Mamon, and therefore that can't answer up our Mishnah. So we'll still have to explain, if Rav Hoshaya's Teretz is not right, we're going to give Rav's Teretz in a few moments. But now we still have a question. If this is the Teretz, to say that they actually both hold there is no Tovas Hanah over here, and that Rebbe is of the opinion that we view the Trumas and Maisos as if they're still chulin because they haven't been taken off yet, whereas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, no, even though they haven't been taken off yet, we view that as eventually to be taken off, kimosha hur mudami, and therefore you don't have to pay for them. So the Gemara says, vi Tovas Hanah ain't a mamon. If you hold that everybody agrees that Tovas Hanah is not mamon, so mali hurmu, mali lo hurmu. Wait a second. So what difference does it make, according to Rebbe, whether they've been taken off or whether they haven't been taken off yet? The bottom line is, if there's no Tovas Hanah, so why would Rebbe say that you have to pay for them? Bottom line is, there's no Tovas Hanah. And this Trumos and Maisos, even if they haven't been Hormu, are not yours. There's no Tovas Hanah in any way to them. So Gemara says, no. Elohainu, time of the Rebbe. This is the reasoning of Rebbe. Kansua Rabbanan Liganov, Kihich Lolignov. The rabbi said, you're 100% right. Technically, Rebbe holds that there is no Tovas Hanah, and it doesn't make any difference whether the Trumas have been taken off or not. That doesn't belong to him ever. And therefore, he technically shouldn't have to get compensation for that. But the rabbis wanted to stick it to the Ganav. The rabbis wanted to punish the Ganav, Kansur Rabbanan the Ganav, in order that he won't steal. If he steals something, he only has to pay 90% on the dollar, so then that's not much of a discouragement for him to steal it. He's saying, listen, I'm gaining a little bit. However, if they make him pay 100% on the dollar, so then that will further discourage him from stealing. And therefore, Kansur Rabbanan Liganav, Kihedil Lunigno. That is Rebbe's opinion. No, Rav Yosef Yehuda, he holds the exact opposite. He says the knas goes the other way. Rav Yosef Yehuda sabar, let's go cancel the Baal HaBayis. What are you delaying in taking off your trumas and maestros? So therefore, we're going to cancel you. And we're going to say, kansu rabbanu le Baal HaBayis. We're going to go punish the Baal HaBayis. In order, ki hechi, de lo lishe le tivle. Take off trumas and maestros right away. Once you got the crop, and it's mechuyav in trumas and maestros, immediately go take off trumas and maestros. The fact that you delayed, so we're going to cancel you, give you a reason not to delay, because if somebody eats it, you only get 90% back on the dollar. And therefore, that is the machlokus between Rebbe and Rav Yosef Yehuda. Okay, we go back to our original question. We have not answered up why there is a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Seifa. So Rav Amar, Rav tells us as follows, Shiny Truma. Truma is different. What's the difference? So the Gemara tells us as follows. This is why in the Reisha, the Kohanim and Levim are allowed to take it, because they're taking it bal korcho. The owner, the person who has the produce, the woman, in this situation is saying, I aser all the Kohanim and Levim in the world to get it. Mishum de truma lo chazya le Kohanim. Now wait a second, truma can only be eaten by Kohanim. The kivan de ko'osi le misra alayu, and since she is declaring all of the Kohanim in the world not to be able to get her nor from it, but it belongs to the Kohanim, so shavya afra b'yama. So in other words, in this situation, it is essentially considered like afra b'yama, like the dust of the earth. And even if you hold that under normal circumstances, there is tovas hanor rights, but this person has essentially made it like dust of the earth, and there is nothing for him to go and give to anybody else, because it is afra the alma. So that's the reisha of the sefer. But in the sefer, these specific kohanim aren't allowed to get it. So it's not afra the alma. It's just also to those specific kohanim. So we hold tova sanah is mamon. So those specific kohanim or levim aren't allowed to get hanah from it, and that's why those kohanim there is Tovas Hanor that they would receive if they got it, and that's why they're also to get it. And you can see this inside in the Ran in Dira Maskul, Rava Omar. And he says as follows, Rava Mar Shani Truma, Kilomar, Kula Masnisan Isla de Tovas Hanor. In fact, everybody holds in our Mishnah that there is Tovas Hanor. What's the machlokus then between the Reish and the Seifa? Goes as follows. The Seifa Nichal de Kohanim Elu Yitlu Acherim. If these Kohanim are also, so then the other Kohanim can go take it. Since truma can only be eaten by Kohanim, she efshalit nol Yisrael. You can't give it to Yisrael. That doesn't accomplish anything. Hilkach kivan de misra alayu. Since it's aser to her, that goes to tzionim. It says the aser le misra. It now has become aser. Shavya afra bi alma. It's as if she made it into afra bi alma. The afkare lahayitovasana. It's as if she was a mafkir this tovasana, sheyesh lo ba, and that's why all the Kohanim and the Levim of the world can get it. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.